You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm with you here. Wrapping it up, we're going to dip into the mailbag as we do every Wednesday using the hashtag AskCBD. We're going to bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale. Dino, what you got for us?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon to you, Dino.
Yes. Let's start first with Ryan Conley, at Ryan Conley 23. Again, using our Twitter handle, at Browns underscore daily. Guys, how many preseason games can Terrell Pryor miss, yet still have a shot at making this team?
I'd prefer to say none, but I would say one. Only because I don't believe that Terrell Pryor in the second preseason game, which will be, of course, be next Thursday against the Buffalo Bills, there'll be a half of football played by Josh McCown and the potential starters for this football team, which gives him only a half of football to take reps in the second half. And based on wide receiver groups in the National Football League and what we've seen thus far from practice, we'll see a lot of bodies cycling in and cycling out. So that's, you know, 20-25 reps for Terrell in the second preseason game. The starters then will play, you know, almost three quarters in the third preseason game. So I would say this is the only one he could potentially miss, but I'd prefer to say none, but that's something I can't change.
But that's not happening. So I agree with you. It's just this one. He's got to be back. And I think those practices against Buffalo are just as important as being back for the preseason.
I agree.
All right, let's go to Uni Watch from at Cleve Fan Forever. Which new uniform will the Browns wear tomorrow night? Will they wear one of their new uniforms? I heard they asked the NFL for a uniform exception for week one.
They are wearing the new uniforms, we have been told. That's what I've heard anyway. I believe that is the case. And if I was to look into my crystal ball, rumor has it that they will wear all white.
I like the all white. The all white is a clean look. I think, like most teams do early in their actual season once it starts. I know in my time in San Diego, we unlike the Dallas Cowboys, you know, wore the navy at home with the white pants. But Norv Turner and even Marty Schottenheimer, because it was so hot out in San Diego, it's sometimes very hot and humid here in September, even into October, that a lot of teams where it is warm prefer to wear the white, force the opponents to wear the dark uniforms in a very hot, humid atmosphere.
And that's what you're looking for, hot and humid.
Yes.
For the opponent, not for you.
Not
stay
for
clean.
You. Stay white.
The whites.
From Nick Smith at Eulogy68. Boy, guys, there have been a lot of training camp fights. Not necessarily the sucker punch, but if you watched Hard Knocks last night, you got an inside look at the Redskins-Texans scrimmage fight from over the weekend. How would Coach Pettine handle it, especially with that Buffalo scrimmage coming up next week?
I think it's going to be interesting. I think he doesn't want to see anybody get hurt in a fight, so I don't think he's going to be pro-fight. I think he's okay if it does get a little bit feisty. But I think at the end of the day, that's not what he's looking for. I don't think he's looking for this to get very contentious. He's looking for, and he's friends with Rex, so
sure.
I think that they're going to be able to control their guys. I don't think that's what anybody's looking for.
I do too, and I think that when Coach Pettine preaches physicality, you know, he wants it within the parameters of his defense or Flip's offense, not essentially a young guy trying to prove how tough they are outside the lines or any extracurricular activity, because for this football team, they need to stay healthy. They've got to have some luck on their side. They need guys that they've paid via free agency and they've secured up as Cleveland Browns to pay off for this team to be very good.
And finally, guys, from my sister's keeper, personally, I think we could get the most out of whatever Ray Rice has left in our zone blocking scheme. What do you guys think?
As I mentioned in the opening segment, I'm not going to touch it right now. I want Crow and West. I want a healthy Duke Johnson because they are the guys that that we have selected in the draft, that we have signed via free agency, that we've seen on the field in game settings. That's referencing West and Crow. And I'm excited about Duke Johnson. I just want the guy healthy.
I want him healthy, too. I think that you invest in these young guys, see what you have. Ray Rice, to me, seeming to be on the decline anyway. I don't think you need the headache. I think there's too much hoopla around it. So, for now, no thank you. We'll
no
go with
you.
The Crow, West,
thanks, but
Duke.
No thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks. Thank you, though, for joining us here today. We learned some things about CPR. We learned some things about Venom. We learned a lot about Taco Bell, Josh Lenz.
It's on, baby.
A lot of things. It is on. Stay tuned, of course, for the Golden Boys coming up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR. For producer Dave DiNatale, for Jason Gibbs, for the Gribbs, for Kevin Jones, for, of course, Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Browns football manana.
Don't forget about it.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.